Now joined by head coach Jeremy Ezri of the North Central Missouri College Pirates. Some of it is level of competition, certainly, and running into a hot team in that hot team's gym, as was the case the night before Thanksgiving. But the Pirates, they've gone through Southwestern and have a ton of great success, got back in the win column on Tuesday night. I have to hesitate from saying last night because I know this will air on Thursday. Coming up on Friday and Saturday, the Pirates head down to Parsons, Kansas, have two games against one team, Labette, out of the Jayhawk, and the other out of the Central Kansas region in Heston College. Coach, how good was it, especially coming out of Thanksgiving, get back in the win column?
Oh, it was nice. And Heston's in the Jayhawk League as well now.
Are they really? Okay.
Yep, they are. But, you know, it's nice to get that taste out of your mouth. And Southwestern played really, really well, and we didn't play really, really well. And then, you know, you got to go on a break after that. Just kind of sit there and think about all the possibilities and stuff. So to get back on the court and to play against another opponent and just kind of, like we talked about, get that taste out of your mouth was nice for us last night.
Well, and at some point, too, because I saw the frustration at halftime when you kind of came over to the scores table where I was and you asked the official scorers and you go, how many free three-pointers did Southwestern have? And I think it was 9 or 10 in the first half, and I know they ended up with 16. Yeah, and I know they had some open looks, too, and that was part of it. But sometimes you just end up getting a team that can shoot the ball, and they're in their gym, and you get them on the wrong night.
Yeah, you know, it was 11. They hit 11 threes on us in the first half. And, some of them were good and easy looks, and then they built some confidence off of that, and then they hit some tough ones. They hit some deep ones on us and just kind of really expanded the lead. I think we got it to 4, and then they came out and hit – 2 or 3 threes and got it back up to double digits, and we can never recover from that, you know. And hat goes off to them because they played really well, and they had a couple guys that really surprised us with their shooting that coming into the game weren't shooting it very well, but they were feeling it that night.
Oh, certainly they were. What was the biggest thing that you wanted your guys to take out of that game to get them better for the rest of the season, Coach?
We talked a lot about just fighting through adversity, and if things don't go as planned, where, you know, maybe there were some guys that we had identified as non-shooters and they shot it well, that we have to adjust and we have to adapt, and we didn't do a very good job of adjusting or adapting that night.
So when it came to the game on Tuesday nights, you know, nobody really, when I took a look at the scoring summary, you know, stood out and had a 30-point game or anything like that. But you had a lot of guys contribute, and I think with this team, with the amount of depth that we've talked about, that's ideal when you can get a bunch of guys in that 7 to 15-point category.
Yeah, you know, we had to – it was nice to have because we could shake off some rust. I think about – we played everybody even. Everybody got about 12 minutes. We have 15 guys, so they got 12 to 13 minutes apiece, and you know, and for the most part did some good stuff. I would like, the second half was a little frustrating at times. We kind of got complacent and stuff. The first half was really good in sharing the basketball and attacking and just stuff that we had talked about that we got to get better at. So pleased with that, and pleased that everybody got minutes, and hopefully, you know, some of our main guys got a little rest and can go hard this weekend in two back-to-back games.
You know, that human nature thing can be really difficult to kind of fight through because, you know, I've gone to the example here for the last week and a half of I went and did Milan's game, that really fine boys team over there against Novinger. And, you know, Milan dominates the first quarter. They're up 30-3. And then I think Novinger outscored him about 8-9 points the rest of the night, but it was never outed out because of 30-3. And it was just hard for Milan once they got that lead to put their foot back on the accelerator. It sounds like the second half was kind of the same thing for you guys last night.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was we knew we could probably get a basket whenever we wanted to, but sometimes there's some bad in that because we're not doing stuff that's going to make us better for some other teams that we're going to play. So, you know, we're trying to still stay in our system and still do good stuff, but at the same time, you know, we got to be aggressive and take what's given to us. So that was challenging. And, you know, I thought our guys just kind of put it in cruise mode some and we didn't get better where and it can be tough that way because, you know, sometimes you want to be challenged so you can rise to the occasion.
It sounds like one of those things that when you have a group that you're trying to figure out playing time and rotations and who works well with who. And, you know, it's easy for a guy in my position to say the team's still trying to gel a little bit. Now, that's not necessarily a real specific comment, but I think it makes some sense in your mind between now and, say, you know, you get the guys back after Christmas break and January, you get into region play. When you talk about gelling as a group, what kind of comes to mind for you, Coach?
You know, I think we have some good team camaraderie off the floor and stuff, which is nice. I think on the court we still got to work a little bit on just trusting each other, that when I do make that pass to you, you're going to hit the shot, and if you don't hit the shot the first time, then you're going to hit the shot the second time, and I'm going to continue to make that pass because that's the right thing to do. You know, so I think just a little trust there. We have a lot of talent, which is nice, but it's building that trust in each other, because sometimes when you got some kids with talent, they're used to taking over, and they're used to putting everything on their shoulders rather than trusting in their teammates and stuff. So that we just have to work on and just get a better feel for each other's games and continue to grow and understand, okay, if I make this cut, this, you know, he's going to give me the ball, or if he makes this cut, then this is what he's looking for. So just some stuff from that aspect.
With your team, you have a lot of road trips, obviously. You get on the bus. There's nothing really, you know, close. You know, John Wood's a fairly close drive and things like that. But there aren't a whole lot of opportunities to kind of get to know each other as teammates and, you know, get in a hotel room and have an overnight. And you get that this weekend. And that can be a great opportunity for a team to bond.
Yeah, you know, it can be. And we get to get away a little bit and focus solely on basketball for 2 days, and finish up with finals weeks next week and everything. But yeah, hopefully that's something we can grow from and gain some trust in each other and stuff with this trip.
So as far as Labette goes, and I just realized this looking at your schedule, Coach, you played well against him, but you didn't beat him when you saw him at KCK back on the night, so you owe him one.
Yeah, you know, that's one that we would love to have back. I think we were up 4 at half, and we lost by 7 or so, and might have lost by more. And they had some timely threes that game. That's kind of been the death of us this year, is just allowing teams to hit tough shots on us and not responding after they hit tough shots. So, yeah, we like to think we owe them one. We get them on their court now. We played them on a neutral court earlier. You know, their record is 5-4 right now, but they have played a really, really tough schedule. They just took Hutchinson Community College to overtime, and they play a lot of good D1 Jayhawk junior colleges and stuff. So they're definitely battle tested, and they've been more battle tested since we played them. So it should be a good challenge.
As you can tell, I wasn't aware that Heston had joined the Jayhawk, and just by joining the Jayhawk, and I'm not sure how long ago that was, that has to increase their, you know, their ability to recruit and get players and things like that. And I'm sure they're going to be a very good opponent on Saturday at noon.
Yes, yeah, they're talented as well. We played them in a scrimmage a year or two ago, and they were really good. You know, I think that they've kind of upped their standards since they have moved to the Jayhawk League, and they've kind of had to. So, you know, they're going to be a very competitive team. And from the looks of it, I started doing some research on them this morning. That they shoot the ball very well. They got a guard that just had 37 the other night. And can really shoot it well from outside. So we're definitely going to sit down and defend.
The interesting thing about your team is that, you know, like anybody, you don't recruit guys because they can't put the ball in the basket. So you got guys who can put the ball in the basket. When you're able to stop teams and keep them into that maybe 60 to 75 point range, you're having a lot of success this year. When they're getting over 75 against you, not so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where we're struggling. And like I said, defending the three-point line has been one of our Achilles heel so far. But yeah, once it seems to be that 75 point mark, if we can hold them under that, we'll be okay. But you know, and that's just committing to the defensive end every single possession, and committing to our transition defense and not letting them get any easy looks.
Your next home game is going to be against Johnson County next Wednesday, Coach. How good are the Cavaliers this year?
They're pretty good. Much improved from the last couple of years, and they got a lot of returners. They got a couple 3-year kids that set out last year, and are back for them. They were really good as freshmen 2 years ago when they made a national tournament run, and so they're very deep. I think there's some similarities between us, both teams and stuff, and so, you know, hopefully it's a pretty even match, and we can come out and play our best ball to finish the semester.
Head coach Jeremy Ezri of North Central Missouri College. They have two games coming up down in Parson, Kansas this weekend. They'll be home to take on Johnson County next Wednesday. Thanks for the time, Coach. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Tom.